It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. One of the highlights of my week, as I say every single week, but really one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and talk Divrei Torah. We're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions on this week's Parsha, and then hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to come out with some major yesodos, some major foundation points that we could bring into our lives. As we know, this is week's Parsha, Parsha's Pekudei. Normally, Vayakel and Pekudei come together, the review of all the Mishkan and all the Kalim. But since there's Adar, two Adars, there's a leap year, Rosh Chodesh Adar is with us right now. So therefore, the Torah breaks up Vayakel, and this week is Pekudei. And the Torah starts off and it says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chof Aleph. And these are the accountings of the Mishkan. Mishkan HaEdus, the Mishkan of the testimony, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, that were counted at the word of Moshe. And question number one that we have to ask is, again, why? Why are we reviewing so much about the Mishkan? We had Parshas Terumah. We had Parshas Tetzaveh. We had a little break with Parshas Kizisa with the Chet HaEgel. And then last week I had Vayakel, this week Pekudei. Why the review? Review is always good, and we like Chazara. Sometimes we don't like Chazara. But why? Why is the Torah? There's no extra word in the Torah. What is the Torah trying to stress? Question number one. Question number two. The Torah goes on in Pasuk Chof Beis, and it says, Ubitzal ben Uri ben Chor, Bitzal, the son of Uri, the son of Chor, Limate Yehuda, who was from the Shevet of Yehuda, also Eis Kol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. He did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe. Now, Rashi brings down from the Medrash, this is actually a great Parsha to start Shnai Mikra, because there's literally like seven Rashis, and you could feel like you did the Parsha, maybe a little more. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little. But there are not so many Rashis, there's a lot of Psukim, and we all love the Psukim, not the Rashis. Chas v'sholom. But this is a great Parsha to start, end off Shemos. You could say Chazak Chazak, you know, it's like that guy. You know, the guy that doesn't learn the whole time. And then, you know, he learns the last two daf, and he makes a siyum, he throws it down. So you can do that now. You can start learning Parshas Pekudei, not you guys, obviously, but other people, if they're listening, Chas v'sholom, obviously, they're doing all the Parshas. But start now, Shnai Mikra. It's never too late to start Shnai Mikra. So, nevertheless, Rashi brings down an awesome Gemara. The Gemara is found in Brachos. The Gemara is found in Brachos on Daf Nunei. And the Gemara says an amazing, amazing conversation. A very complex and a very confusing conversation. Rashi brings down from the Medrash that it does not say, what does it say? It says, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It doesn't say, Asher Tziva, says Rashi, Ein Ksiv Kan. Elo kol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. However, whatever Hashem commanded Moshe, Adfilu Dvarim Shelo Amar Lo Rabo, even things that he didn't tell Moshe, Hiskimo Daito Lemash and Emar Moshe Mitzinai. But Saul's mind was always what was said at Moshe at Sinai. But now, says the Halakha Gemara, Rashi quoting down from the Gemara, Ki Moshe Tziva LeBetzalel, Moshe commanded Betzalel, Lasos Tchila Kalim Ba'akarach Mishkan. He said, hey, Betzalel, you know what you should do first? You should first make the Kalim, first make all the furniture, all the great things that we have, and then make the Mishkan. Amar lo Betzalel, Minaga Olam Lasos Tchila Bayis. Listen, Moshe. You know? Listen, the way, the minute of the world, the way people used to do, you would first make a house, the Akakak Mason Kalim Misoko. And then afterwards you put the Kalim inside. Amar lo. What did Moshe say? Kach Shamati Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? And he said, yeah, you heard this? Amar lo Moshe, betzel kel ha'isol. You were in the shadow of God. Ki bevade kach sivol ha'kadosh baruch hu. This is definitely what Hashem commanded. Mishkon t'chilo the acher kach asa kelim. Do the Mishkon, and then afterwards do the kelim. And that's the Pnei Yoshua, the great Pnei Yoshua, one of the greatest achronim. One of the greatest achronim on Shas, used in every yeshiva. Doesn't matter which yeshiva you are in, Pnei Yoshua is used. And the Pnei Yoshua and a lot of achronim want to know what in the world is going on here. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah. So now we got a little skeptical over here. What's going on? Because Moshe Rabbeinu messed up a little. He didn't realize. First of all, we have to ask ourselves the obvious question. Who in the world takes a table, or takes a washing machine, or takes a dryer and says, listen, I got this big table, I got this big washing machine, I got this big dryer, let me put it down and I'll build a house around it. What? That's ridiculous. Who in the world does that? And Bezalel turns to Moshe and says, Moses, hello, Moshe, you missed it, you missed the boat. So question, well, let's call it 2A and 2B, is what was Moshe thinking? Right? If we're going to call Moshe Chas V'Shalom, his Torah is a little off, we got to start questioning a lot of things that Moshe brought down. And we never, Chas V'Shalom, want to say that as Yud Gimel from the Rambam, that Moshe's Torah is never Mukhlaf. It's awesome. The Torah is real. It's from Har Sinai. So what's going on? And second of all, what's this conversation? What's this conversation between Bezalel and Moshe? Moshe's a smart guy. The greatest leader that ever lived, the greatest Navi that ever lived. He's in his own category. What, he missed the boat? How did Moshe Rabbeinu miss the boat here? And Bezalel got it. Question three. Vayakel Pekudei. They seem like, I'm going to use a big word, I don't even know what it means, but it sounds good. A dialectic, right? Is that a good word? That what? Vayakel means to gather in. To gather. And Pekudei represents the own mission, your own accounting, your own thing. Isn't that a stira? Is it Vayakel as a group, or is it Pekudei individual? That's question three. And lastly, again, you know, sometimes I throw in a couple of questions here and there in the middle of the shir. I don't want to throw anyone up. Chas v'shalom. But I was always bothered, and I finally got a gevaldic answer. And I need to share it, and it's involved with the Mishkan. Last week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayakel, we learn about the Maris HaTsova. And again, it's spoken about in this week's Parsha also about the Kiyor, about the sink, how the Kohanim used to wash their hands with the sink. And it was made out of these mirrors. And we spoke a little bit last week, we spoke about Rashi, according on the Medrash, that really the women saw their husbands so tired from Mitzrayim, and they kind of got them excited, and they said, oh, look how beautiful I am, and oh, I'm more beautiful, back and forth, no, I'm beautiful. And then they were able to be together, and they created Klal Yisrael. And then Rashi ends off from the Medrash, Gevaldik, that this is the same thing about Me'asota. He quotes at the end, again, Pasuk, Perek Lamaches, Pasuk Ches, quoting down from the Medrash, V'nasas kir mihem. And also we find out that we have this idea, why? Shu l'shem shalom ben ish l'ishto. It's meant to make peace between man and wife. L'hashkot mimayim shebesokho l'misha kana l'bala. We know that we have a parsha of sota, we have a masecha sota. Chas v'shalom, a woman is doing things that are not so good. And it's getting her husband very nervous. So she has to go and drink water from the kiyur. And then we see if she was a trustworthy lady or not, if she was with this other man or not. And that's coming from Maris HaTsova. The Maris HaTsova, the kiyur, represents, let me ask you, and the Gemara tells us in Sota, that if she was found to be a Sota, so therefore she blows up. You know, like a little like a Willy Wonka, right? That Willy Wonka chocolate factory, like blow up. Not that you guys know what I'm talking about. That's like from 1920. But Willy Wonka, they blow up, right? And that's the main Sota. Or she has a baby with her husband and everything's great. What? What's going on here? The husband is telling his wife that she's being unfaithful. And all of a sudden, she's drinking his mesota. You have to look at my second sota, mamish, all the details about it, gavaldik. Spent your whole life just my second sota, gavaldik mesecht. Doesn't mean my iskoma, but yeah, you know. And then all of a sudden, the water, she wasn't unfaithful. And still, they have a baby? What? What kind of relationship is this? Who's going to stay in this relationship? The woman, the man is saying that the woman is going being with another man? And now they're going to have a beautiful relationship? What in the world? I mean, what does that do with Mars at Sova? What does this have to do with the Kior and the mirrors? What in the world is going on? I was always bothered. I was perplexed by this Kasha. And I heard a Gavaldic answer, which you're going to put in, you know, making all a nice picture. You know, some stories. I know the island likes stories. Right? No, I don't like story. I got a lot of comments about the story. The guys in the shir, they like the story about me almost missing my chasana. Baruch Hashem. The man of Esrim, Avdel Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I made my chasana. I was always almost late. But, so again, let's review. Let's review all the questions. There's more questions. Maybe I'll throw in. Maybe I won't. I'll trick you a little. That's for sure. And then, let's try to come out with a major yusod. After I heard an answer to this question, and it's, you know, all interrelated, maybe I'm going to force it a little in. But after I had an answer to this, Kasha, Mamish, it's game-changing. Game-changing. So let's just gaze over quickly. Let's gaze over the couple of questions. So let's just gaze over quickly the four questions. Question one was Vayakel, going a little out of order. Vayakel Pekude. What does Vayakel represent? What does Pekude represent? Question two was, what in the world was this conversation? What was going on? What was going on between the conversation between Bezalel and Moshe? The next question was, what's about these kior? What's about the we know that the maros, the mirrors, represented getting the husbands. But why does it have to do with sota? What does it have to do with the mirrors? And how can we bring, throwing this in right now, how can we bring the Mishkan? We're saying Kazak, Kazak, Beniskas 8 this week. Coming into Adar. Mishem Nichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. We all want to be happier people. We all are accomplishing so much. How can we do it? How can we do it? How can we build ourselves and being a walking, living Mishkan? How can we do it? So let's go slow. Vayakel and Pekude. Klal Yisrael messed up, and we spoke about it before, about the Chet HaEgel, all the different reasons, all the reasons how they messed up. And we know that the Mishkan, according to Rashi, the Mishkan fixes it up. Vayakel. Last week's parsha was Vayakel. Vayakel represents the Tzibur, Klal Yisrael coming together as a whole, as a unit. Everyone being part of that major thing called Klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, we have Pekude. Pekude represents the mission. Each person is their own Pekude. Each person has an individuality, has their own tafkid. Pekude, tafkid, has their own job in life. And it seems like a contradiction. You have group, and you have individual. What's the pshat? How come Moshe Rabbeinu, he came to the scene when he was 80 years old. What was he doing for so long? And the pshat is, and Mefarshim explained, is that, yeah, he was Vayar B'Sivlos. He loved his brothers. But he didn't know them so much. He was in Midian with his family. Because he was building himself. He was growing and building himself. Because the more a person builds themselves, the more a person comes connected to the Torah. The more a person comes connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then eventually he will be able to serve a bigger tafkid for Klal Yisrael. There are some people that only focus on themselves, and they never get to the tzibur. They only do what's good for them. That's your kid your whole life. And there are some people that only focus on Seabor. And that's good also, but it's not so good. The people, the socialism, the idea that everyone's equal, everyone is part, but there's no individuality. That's also a problem. The balance is the ikker. The balance is the importance. Because the goal is for the Tzibur. But a person needs to make him an individual. Moshe Rabbeinu said that I need to build myself. Before I go and I save Klal Yisrael with Hashem's help, I'm going to build myself. And therefore, he waited till he was older. Very little information about Moshe until he hits 80 years old. But he needed to build himself. And last week, I started an awesome thing. It's really to help myself also, I'll be honest. But it's to help, and I'm dealing with a lot of guys doing it. Again, some guys falling a little, it's hard. But this idea of figuring out where your weakness is and working on it. Obviously focusing on the strength. I had one guy that I was speaking to this week and he just wouldn't focus on his strengths. So I said, of course this is going to be hard. You just focus on your weaknesses? Come on. You got to focus on what you got. You got so many amazing milas, and we all do. Not in a superficial way. We have to really put down that how many milas we have. We're great. We're great people. Hashem has given us great things. But at the same time, we have things we have to work on. And it's hard. You know, last night I didn't walk. I wanted to. I was so tired. I have a little cough. And I'm tired. But at the same time, I wasn't able to do it. I had to kenas myself 10 check. It's okay. It's $2.50. Not that poor. But it was important. I didn't do it. I wanted to get so consistent. I had excuses, but I should have done it. And this is what we all have to work on. Everyone doing their own thing. The struggling point. But I started thinking, we all are in a lot of relationships. We all have, Baruch Hashem, families and parents and siblings. Most of you guys here are not married. You're going to have a wife, most ikker relationship in your life. And you have parents that built you. And that's also a very important relationship. And sometimes relationships are hard. And sometimes relationships bring us down. And sometimes we don't know what to do with certain relationships. I heard a gevaldik pshat about the kiyur, about the maris halayla. You know, our brain is a very funny thing. Because we create so, and we spoke about this a lot, and I just dealt with someone, a Talmud that's married. I have a couple Talmud that are married. And he told me that he can't. Baruch Hashem, he's in Eretz Yisrael now. I have to always be careful of my information because I give away information. I'm trying to figure out who it is. Some people are listening online. Oh, it's that guy, because our brain is an awesome thing. But he told me that he has a mother-in-law. So Baruch Hashem, I'm not sure if my mother-in-law listens to these shiurim. Send out to people. Baruch Hashem, I have a great mother-in-law. Great relationship. At least I do, Baruch Hashem. Don't make jokes. Gotta be careful of my jokes. I get myself in trouble sometimes. But Baruch Hashem, I have a great relationship. But he told me that he has a mother-in-law. And this mother-in-law is down his throat. When are you going to get a job? When are you going to support my daughter? Really drives him nuts. And he can't stand her. And he asked me what to do. So, when I heard this chat about the Maris, about the mirrors, I tried to explain something. I don't know if he was Mikawa anything I said. I don't know if anyone's Mikawa anything I said, but I think it's a deep episode. A lot of times we're in relationships, and the way we perceive things is what we'll do to others. Meaning, this guy, we'll use this guy as an example. I'll give you another story that actually happened also this week. But this guy views that his mother-in-law is down his throat. And she might be. But maybe she has good intentions. But now, as a defensive mechanism, because we all have something called defensive mechanisms, when we feel like we're being attacked, we put up a guard. And probably, and he told me, he kind of admitted to me, that he does not treat her with the utmost respect. And he can't really stand her. And I said to him, listen, you know, certain relationships, you could just say, shalom, I don't want anything to do with you, but this is a hard one over here. This is your mother-in-law. And I know you live in Israel, and your mother-in-law lives somewhere else. But at the same time, this is your mother-in-law. And maybe you're going to have to go back to America, because it sounded like from your wife that you're going to go back to America. And you're probably going to go back to her hometown. So you better work this one out. And I said to him like this, that she's doing her thing, and then what do you do to her? You do back to her. And now you have something called a galgal achozer. A galgal achozer means that it's like a round robin. You don't know who started it. Like who's, not who's being the baby, kind of, but who started this thing? So maybe she started, maybe he started, but it's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And now they both create in their minds and they hate each other. But what's up, Sean? If you look in the mirror, the Maros Hatsova, you look in that mirror, you see a reflection of yourself. You see what you're doing. Sometimes in order to make a relationship better, and it's hard. I'm not here to say it's not hard. If you think I'm saying it's not hard, I'm not. It's hard. But maybe your face and your reaction and what you say, it's not always what you say. Sometimes it's in your facial impressions and how your face looks. What you're doing with your facial exterior, I'm looking for the word, it's not coming out, but whatever, it's okay. But it's affecting things. I said, maybe you need to be Maris HaLaila. You need to show her that you really are okay with her. Smile. Smiles are contagious. If you look at someone and you give them a frown, they're going to frown back at you. We have a defensive mechanism. But if you smile at someone, and they might think you're faking. What do you mean? You started with me for the past 2 years, and all of a sudden you're going to smile at me? But who's going to be the big person to change here? Who's going to be the big person? Smile. Look. Look within yourself. Look within the mirror. You see a reflection of yourself. If you want to have a better relationship, you need to look within yourself and see what you could do to change. You can't change anyone except yourself. Rule in life. You can't change your wife. You can't change your kids. You can't change your parents. You can't change your friends. The only person that you can change is yourself. But if a person wants to have better relationships, if a person wants to work on himself, because sometimes these relationships bring us down. If a person wants to work on himself, he needs to look within himself and see what his actions are doing. Perhaps his actions are causing problems. Oh, but she said this to me? I know. And I'm not saying it's not hard. But sometime, who's going to be the bigger person here? Who's going to be the bigger person? I'll tell you a story. I don't like this story. And I didn't tell any of my buckum who it was. Because it's someone that they know. I came back from Eretz Yisrael. I was on a high. A Torah high. Not that high. You know what I'm saying? I was on a Torah high. Just told my shiur this story. And I was on a high. Mamish, learning Eretz Yisrael 2 years, being in a Gevaldik Yeshiva, I felt good about myself. And I was shtagging, I was growing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I came back to a certain place. And the person looked at me, and I was singing my Gemara. I remember exactly where I was. And I was singing my Gemara. I was getting into it, maybe a little too into it. You know, I started breakdancing in my Gemara. No, I didn't go that far, you know, we'll make jokes. But I was singing my Gemara. And the guy came over to me. And he said to me, we'll see next year if you sing me your Gemara. And I was flustered. I was on a high and someone just knocked me down. And it bothered the heck out of me. We won't say bad words. It bothered me and I had every right to be bothered. Because no one has any right to treat anyone with disrespect. And I hated him.
I'll be honest, I hated him. When I saw his face, I hated him. Who gives you the right to tell someone that? But then I looked back and I said, maybe he's hurting. Maybe he's going through. Maybe he thinks I hate him. I don't know. You could come up with so many different svaras of different things. Because sometimes you gotta be a big person and you have to look within yourself. And that will help Ruah. He'll suffer. I'm not Hashem. And he'll get what he deserves for saying something nasty to someone. And I'm not trying to say what they said is okay. But what I'm trying to say is if we want to better our relationships, we need to look within. What am I doing wrong? Maybe that person is not acting to me because I'm doing something wrong. And it's hard. A person has to man up and say, I'm going to be a big person, but I want a better relationship. Do you know that's a shot in the cure? A woman and a wife, he doesn't know, but she looked within himself. She looked at that mirror, and he looked within the mirror and said, wait, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe she's doing something wrong. But just like the women in Mitzrayim, they couldn't give it up. Their husbands were slaves working so hard, and they said, no, I'm not giving up. I'm going to look in the mirror, and I'm going to make things better. If we want to be happier people, we need to look within ourselves and make ourselves happier. How can I make relationship better? Now, how does this relate to becoming a walking, living Mishkan? And how does this relate to the conversation between Bezalel and Moshe? Moshe was just on Har Sinai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was on the pinnacle. He was on spirituality galore. And he said that what? So Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim for Hashem. And he saw that the whole essence of the Mishkan was the Kalim. The whole spirituality was the Kalim. And all the things that could come out of the Kalim. The Menorah. The Torah. The Aron. All these great things. And that's the goal, says Moshe. But Bezalel turns to him and says, Moshe, you might be right. But Klal Yisrael is not on the same level as you. We need to first build the bias. We need to first work on our actions. I heard of Arya Leibowitz, great rabbi in five towns. He said something gavaldic. Moshe Rabbeinu represented the inside, bringing the inside to the outside. All my koiches, all my greatness inside, and taking it out. And that's what the whole point of the Mishkan was. To bring the Aron, to bring the Menorah, to bring the Shulchan out. But there's also another Mahalik in Judaism, which is bringing the outside inside. Meaning, I work on my actions, I get consistency. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Acher HaPulos Nimshach HaLevavos. After my actions comes good things. I just keep on doing and doing. And even if it's not true, I do. Acher HaPulos, I learn Torah, I get consistent, I do chesed. Acher HaPulos Nimshach HaLevavos. So that was a fight. It wasn't a fight. It was just talking about different things. And Bezalel turned to Moshe and said, Moshe, the whole is the bias. You build the bias first. You build the consistency. And then the inside comes out. And that's what we all have to do with our relationships. With our learning, with our Torah, it's all to make ourselves better. It's all to reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why are we reviewing so much in this parsha? Because there's one thing that came out of Pekudei. Kasher Sivcha Hashem. Hashem is the one. This is why we're doing it. My good old friend, Elon Levy, my good buddy, called me up. He listens to my Divrei Torah. And he said, I love it, it's great, Baruch Hashem, I love you, Elon, you're awesome. And he said, just tell me, you said last week, according to the Medrash, and how does Yitzchak have to do with it? Why did it have to do with Yitzchak's birthday? And I told him, I think this might be the pshat. Kasher Sivcha Hashem, we're in this world to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're in this world to better our relationships, not just for ourselves, but for others. Sometimes we have to get out of ourselves. Sometimes we get so one-viewed and we can't get out. Oh, that guy did that to me. Come on. But you don't know what that guy's going through. And I get it's hard. I'm not here to say it's not hard. Some people are different. Some people are extroverts. They're outgoing people like me. I'm a very outgoing guy. You give me a book, I'll be like, what do you want me to do with this book? And then you have my wife. She's an introvert. She'd rather sit on the couch and read instead of, you know, she's different. I mean, that's why we're married. We're different people coming together. Everyone, out people are different people. Introverts and extroverts. We have to stop creating pshatim in our minds. If we want to be happier people, we need to be down the katsukos. And yes, if people say hurtful things, they're not going to get away with it. Hashem's going to take care of it. But let Hashem take care of it, not you. But we also have to realize we can become a walking, living Mishkan. Because Kasher Sivka Hashem, we're doing it for one purpose. The one purpose is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to serve ourselves. I'm not just learning Torah for myself. I'm not just davening because it looks good. And I don't want to be looked like that guy. I'm serving because I want to serve Hashem. And that's the tachlis of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is that Shemayim LaHashem and Haaretz, bringing it all together, Shemayim and Haaretz. And that's what life's about. Let us grow together. The last pasuk in Shemos, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek, the last pasuk, a Gavaldic pasuk. It says, let's get it. It says, Ki anon Hashem ala Mishkan yomam, ve'esh tia layla bo, le'nei kol beis Yisrael, v'chom aseyem. That's the tachlis. For the cloud of Hashem would be on the Mishkan by day and fire at night, because all of Klal Yisrael. Let us work on our individuality. Pekude. Let's work on our godless. Let's kick Kabbalahs, not such big Kabbalahs. Tell ourselves we can get consistency with all of our actions. Look at our strengths. Better our relationships. Realizing I just want to smile. Just smile. You don't like that guy? Smile. Smile. See what he does. He might not like it in the beginning, but he'll smile back. Smile. We want to be happier people, but we want to bring Hashem into our lives. Let us all become Mishkan Ma'atz. Mikdash Ma'atz. Let us realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. And he wants greatness out of us. Let us work on our individuality. And then we'll get to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, together as a whole. Everyone have an amazing Shabbos. Chazak, chazak, v'nitchazek.